Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Playing that air drum over there,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, here we go. Thank you, Wendy, for that, wherever you are. There is something in the air. It's called winter.
Winter. Chilly.
Yeah. Ooh. It's good, though.
It does feel good today.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm enjoying this. A little bit of sunshine. I spent a little time up in Illinois recently, and it's gray skies and black ice up there. It's not fun.
I've been to Indiana around this time of year where they have... Being a Florida kid, you don't see this, but they have like salt mills all along the side of the roads. And what's that for? Well, it's for the roads.
Right, right.
Salt the roads.
Before we get started, Davis, I'm Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care. I want to do a shout out to my sister, who I think is listening, and my dad. If he's up in Stern, up in Illinois there, they're sitting in the gray, hazy gloom up there, wishing it would warm up, maybe wishing they were in Florida. And here we are on the Gulf Coast. Let's talk about indoor air quality.
Yeah, the sun's peeking out a little bit over here. It's working its way out, but the weather's, no, what, 60s? Probably high 50s.
You know what? That works for me. It's camping weather, you know.
It is camping
weather.
I'm
in Colorado, so.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like it's an air care kind of day. We had Southern Climate Solutions on right before, and now we have Gulf Coast Air Care on to, you know, discuss how can we keep our homes safe, especially during a time where COVID-19 still well present.
Right.
And, you know, we're trying to keep our air quality, especially within the safe confines of our home, at peak safety.
Well, you know, despite the traffic on Garson Point this morning when I came around from Gulf Breeze, there are still a lot of people at home because I think the traffic could be a lot worse. And when you're at home, you know, you're more in tune to your indoor environment in the house, and, you know, you're thinking, golly, I didn't notice it. Well, you're spending a lot more time at home, and we've done that for an extended period of time now. Seasonally, we've changed from spring, beautiful spring last year, long, hot summer this year. We've got into fall and cold weather and all that. So, you know, we've gone through some changes and all that kind of stuff. So what are the things that people are noticing? I take calls all the time about mold. We live in a climate where mold is prevalent because of the humidity that we have. And like Lisa was talking previously, they're all moisture-driven issues because of our humidity, because of the way that we have hot in outdoors and cool indoors in the summer, and then just kind of the opposite. In the winter, our humidity drops down a little bit. It's not as bad, but we still have these moisture-driven issues that prevail, and you know, they give us reason to kind of stop and look, go, oh man, this is not a good scenario. So I will tell you that we have been doing indoor air quality building science, air duct cleaning, which I want to talk about the basics, since December of 1994. Were you with us then?
I was one.
Okay,
I had just
right.
turned one.
So our company's about as old as Davis is, y'all, for you know, the reference there. And I have a son who was, you know, he used to do a spot on the radio. He'd say, man, this company's older than I am. You know, these guys are around forever. They've been doing great. So that's a little shout out to Bryce. I know he's probably not listening in this morning. But if we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care, we want you to know that we're available to consult, to give you our opinion, to come out and do inspections and estimates and explain to you, you know, what you've got going on in your indoor space. Our phone number is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and you can go there for additional information or hit one of the buttons to kind of schedule or reach out to us, and we'll reach back to you with information or, you know, just we've got a lot of information that, you know, because I consider this an educational platform, so we should probably get into, you know, talking about, a lot of people have you ever had your ductwork cleaned? Are you living in a house or
I live in a townhome, mm-hmm. not too far away from here.
Right.
I can tell you that since I've been living there, I have never had my ductwork done before.
Right.
And nor would I have any clue what that process is like.
Right. So one of the things that we get oftentimes is, you know, people just, they imagine what's going to happen when we do a duct cleaning process. And they're like, oh my gosh, is there going to be this white tornado go through here? We're going to have dust and stuff flying everywhere. And so we do a vacuum process on the ductwork, and we do everything under control with negative air pressure and high infiltration and all the things that are required by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. There's a standard. It's a book about 40 pages, and it talks about how to assess systems, how to prepare to clean them, the actual cleaning process, and then, you know, the post remediation and all that. So, and so we do renovation, we do replacements, we do cleaning. You know, we'll come out and do inspections, and occasionally, not too often, we see a system that is in perfect shape, that the people are using good filtration, they run their thermostat at a reasonable level, and they don't have any problems showing up in the HVAC system. But the ones that do need to be cleaned, Davis, it's an involved process when you consider some of the options of some of the companies that are out there. You cannot get your ductwork effectively cleaned for $99 or $199. And if you see a $59.99, $199 coupon, or you hear of that process, it's probably a bait and switch, or it's not to the standard that we clean to. And you know, I have certified guys that have experience in the field for years before they can get certified. So it's a process that is involved. We take down all the registers and the vents, and we clean those. We'll start with the most important part of cleaning a system is the equipment, the blower, the coils. And, you know, and that's the thing that pulls a lot of the moisture out. It pulls a lot of the it controls temperature, but it also accumulates a lot of particulate, and you get this buildup in there, which can give you trouble. So the process is called source removal vacuuming. It's everything that we suck out is captured in our vacuum cleaner rig, and it's really a clean process. We put drop cloths down, clean up after ourselves. So it's fairly painless.
You know, you mentioned earlier how if you come across a $59 deal, it's probably a bait and switch, or you're not going to get the thorough clean job. I've been a victim of the bait and switch tactic. You're never going to want to use that company again when that does occur.
Right.
But then also, I think all of us have maybe underpaid before, and you're going to get what you paid for, and it's not the job you wanted.
Absolutely. And there are resources out there where you can check out a company. If you're not comfortable talking to whoever explains the process to you, go to the Better Business Bureau website. Go to NADCA.com. That's the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. They have a specification. They have an expectation of what you should pay for a duct cleaning service and all that. We've been involved in NADCA for years and years, and we just work to their standard, and, you know, it works out best for you know, all the consumers. And, you know, the Better Business Bureau is good about making sure that people understand what is a fair, valuable, equitable, you know, business transaction in the Air Duct Cleaners Association. You know, we've gone around for 27 years now. I've been trying to educate people on this is your expectation when you have the ductwork clean. This is, you know, what should come out. And, you know, so people, they say, well, how often do I need my ductwork cleaned? Well, it depends on how much dust you're seeing in the house, the type of filtration you use, how you set the thermostat, the traffic you have through the house. If you have 4 or 5 kids and a couple dogs going through, or you're retired, there's a distinct difference between what's going on in that HVAC system between those two sets of occupants in a house.
Yeah, I know my home, I have a dog. Mm-hmm. Like many dogs, tends to shed.
Uh-huh.
And I've certainly not been the best. I did recently change my air filter, so
right.
That's good. Not due yet, and I do have a backup ready to go when that day is here, probably in a week or so. But I have a small dog. A few people live in the house, in and out, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And the filter, I try to change it when I should. My ductwork, I would imagine it's probably getting there. It's time to get it cleaned.
Right. Well, you know what I always say about filtration.
Oh, don't I?
If you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
That's right. So, and that really is true. I mean, you want to use the best filtration you can for your system. And we see a lot of systems out there that are the air filter is undersized, so you're trying to use a really high-end air filter system, and it just chokes the airflow off. And that's where somebody with a lot of two decades of experience can come in and help you kind of understand. Or, you know, we spend a lot of time after we do inspections is we help people prioritize what the work that needs to be done in terms of, God, you just gave me a list of things. What should I focus on? Maybe you have to do it in phases, or maybe it's just something that you need to address one piece at a time from a financial standpoint or whatever. So we can help you prioritize, well, you should think about this first and this second and this third and, you know, worry about this next fall, so, something like that. And it's, you know, to illuminate the process that you want to go through and how you, I mean, that's just helpful. You know, like if you're going to cut down a tree, you know, and you have no idea, you have a chainsaw, but you have no idea where to start. You don't just start at the bottom. You want to have a professional out there that's going to help you take pieces and parts and all that sort of thing. And we do the same thing with building science, with air duct cleaning, with HVAC renovation. You know, it's important that you understand that there are professionals out there that will guide you through this process. So if you have questions or concerns, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. Our number is 850-934-2768. You can call Vanessa at the office, and she'll set up a time for us to come out and visit with you. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. So, you know, and we're happy to help out with, you know, the day-to-day. Like, I have never had my ductwork cleaned. I don't understand how it works. You know, where would I look? What do I see? And, you know, I see a lot of people with, they see black stuff around the registers on the ceiling, on the vents, you know, and they're like, oh, my gosh. So if it's spotting, like little mildew spots where you see, like, colonization of stuff, that's a mold or mildew problem or microbial issue. If you see even black or gray or kind of, just kind of opaque looking staining, that can be something different. We see a lot of times where there's environmental tobacco smoke in there, and that's typically leaving a brown residue. People that use candles in the house, you'll see a kind of a gray or dark colored sooty residue that's, it doesn't look like mold. And sometimes you need a help from a professional that will help you kind of just determine what you got going on, allay your fears a little bit, you know, like, oh, I'm freaking out. I read an article about black mold on the internet, and it's like, oh, that's not a good thing. So,
you know, we actually just received a text message. And by the way, if you want to join in on the program and ask Todd a question right here, right now, 437-1620, you can call or text that number. Texter writes, house was built in 91. Mm-hmm. Do you replace bathroom vent fans?
Yeah, absolutely. So the V in HVAC, because it's heating, ventilation, air conditioning, the V is ventilation. And one of the things that you really need to do when somebody takes, I spent a long time in the Navy. And so if you've ever been in the Navy, you understand a Hollywood shower is a really long, steamy shower, which on board ship, you don't get an opportunity to do a lot of that. So a Hollywood shower gets the bathroom really steamed up. You get a lot of bulk moisture in there. You want to turn on the bath fan and move that bulk moisture out of the building and out of the building envelope and out of those bathrooms. Because if you don't, the air conditioner has to try and take it out, or it just has to try and ventilate out of the house on its own. So a bath fan is really important. The old code said you could have an operable window or a fan as an option. Well, nobody opens the window when they're taking a shower or a bath. And nowadays, the new building codes say that you have to have a mechanical bath fan that moves airflow out of the building. We do that in retrofit and also new, if you don't have an existing bath fan, we can help you with that. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, or gulfcoastaircare.com on our website.
And we actually have a phone call lined up right now.
Oh, wow.
David in Pensacola, he has a question. David, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, got a question here. A lady I know has got a problem with the house that it was built maybe 40 years ago, something like that.
Four or 40?
She's kind of been a 40. 40.
Oh, 40 years 40. Ago. Okay.
40. Yeah.
That's a difference. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's been determined, she says, that she's got rats in her vent system. Rats, R-A-T-S.
Yes.
How would you all address something like that?
Well, if it's got flex duct in it and they've chewed into it, because they're seeking moisture, that's why they go into the attic. They burrow into the insulation, they're seeking moisture, and they will chew up and tear up a duct system, and you have to replace it. You have to replace it because of the droppings and the urine that they leave behind is extremely toxic, and the damage that can happen to the flex duct, that's one of those things where we want to come out, do an inspection, see how much damage there is. The first most important thing is she needs to get a hold of where they're coming in and out of the attic. I'm assuming her ductwork's in the attic. And you got to stop those spaces. You got to block those areas off so that the rodents can't get in any longer. And then you're going to have to change that ductwork out.
David, thank you so much for the question. And again, 437-1620 if you want to join in on the program today to discuss your air care problems and how to keep your ductwork clean. When is it time to get your ductwork clean?
Right.
And, you know, we're going to continue to deal with COVID-19 for quite some time. How have people been responding in your industry? How have people been responding to COVID-19?
Well, there's a lot of people that are spending more time at home, obviously. And so, you know, they're seeing things and people are heightened. Some people are, you know, they get overzealous about, you know, every little thing that's going on in the house. The likelihood of a COVID virus getting all the way to your air conditioning vents or coil, it's pretty slim. However, there are measures of insurance that you can put on there so that you have a clean, healthy, you're not promoting any kind of stuff coming through the system, getting airborne or whatever. The ultraviolet light is the one thing that we use on the coil surface. So the UV light is the C band of ultraviolet. It's A and B UV is what gives you a burn when you go to the beach with no sunscreen on. The C band of UV light kills on a cellular level, and we put this light bulb over the coil inside the unit, and it irradiates and kills all that stuff in there, and it's effective on virus. It has been tested on the SARS-2 virus, the HPV virus, the there's a swine flu. There's several of them, and I think they're in the process of finding out the effectiveness of the UV, which we already know what it is. But the ultraviolet light is one of those things that we really have seen a great measure of success with, making sure that the coil and all the spaces in the air conditioning system don't have any growth, microbial growth, bacteria. So those go in sizes, you know, like spores are huge compared to bacteria, and then virus is absolutely minuscule compared to anything else that's in there.
So I actually have a question about the UV lighting. Mm-hmm. You say it lights on the coils?
Right.
Now, what are the coils? Where is this located?
The coil is an evaporator coil inside the air handler or the furnace in the house, and it's got a bunch of – it's like silver radiator fins. You know, you'll have all these fins where the water accumulates on there and drains out through your drain line during air conditioning season. And it's wet, it's dark, it's the right temperature, there can be particulate and buildup on it. That's the first thing that gets dirty in an air conditioning system is the evaporator coil. So you've got this perfect storm of three different things that are they're being problematic, I guess we'll say. And so if you put the ultraviolet light in direct adjacent to the coil, it's got to be within a couple inches of the coil surface. That light shines on the coil. It reflects through there, and it just burns or irradiates and burns everything off like super bright, intense sunlight. And it's a technology that's been used in hospitals for years and years and years. It's used in the pet industry. It's used in all kinds of different applications. And more recently, the HVAC industry. Our transition to mainstream in the HVAC industry was once they realized they could make the bulb still light up in the cold airstream and irradiate the C band of UV light off of there. So, you know, there was some, I've been putting in UV lights for probably about 20 years, and they are effective. I have it at my house. We do it for a lot of people. And that's one of the measures of protection that people are finding is effective for COVID, and it's not super expensive to do a UV light. So
UV light, it's particularly cheap, you're saying, or just not too expensive?
Well, it's not too. You know, you're going to find, depending on the configuration of your system, somewhere between $500 and $1,000. But, you know, have a process where you have to have duct replacement or you have somebody get sick and go to the hospital because of microbial issues. That's one of the things where that UV light is significantly a cheap form of insurance as opposed to, you know, going through some of the stuff that we see people going through.
So we have another caller on the line, Bruce from Gulf Breeze. Bruce, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk a little about UV lights, or not talk about them, but ask about them. So when I had my system installed, I don't know, about 5 years ago, it was, mm-hmm. you know, replacing the older system, I had a UV light installed with it. But I noticed over time, or immediately actually, that the UV illumination was also visible through the vent, or vent's the wrong word, but the I guess I'll say vent. I might be using the wrong word.
So the return
word.
Register it, no. Where the filter is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping me out there.
Yeah.
I was seeing the illumination of the UV light out in the house, out in the home itself, and that kind of concerned me. Is that because perhaps the UV light was installed in the wrong spot? Is there any danger to my eyes from that seeing that UV? I don't see the light, you know, the light, the hardware directly, but I see the illumination. Is that concerning to me with respect to my eyes?
That's a great question. If you're directly looking at the bulb with an unprotected eye, in other words, you don't have safety glasses or any kind of glasses on, you can have an impact from that. Indirect, like you're describing there, where you're just seeing the glow of the light, it is not affecting you. It's irradiating down through your return and all that. And it depends on, so they have that put on the underneath side of the coil and it's shining down in the return. You could move it to the top of the coil. I like it on the outflow side of the coil because typically the blower is above that. And so, but it's not going to hurt you as long as you're not directly looking at the bulb and the blue light coming from the light bulb itself. And you would have a filter grill there, an air filter there. So you're seeing kind of a blue haze that's coming through, but that's not something that you need to be overly concerned about. You could relocate that. Some people just don't like that blue light shining down, you know, through the hallway or through the return or whatever. But unless you're having direct visual contact with the bulb, you're fine.
Bruce, thank you so much for the call. As always, we appreciate the time. And we're starting to run about 2 minutes left in the program.
Right.
Anything that I did not ask or anything you want to get covered before we go our separate ways today?
No, you know, just if you have any questions or concerns, you know, because we get these off-the-wall questions all the time. You know, Davis, you wouldn't believe some of the questions we get. And people just don't understand or they don't know who to call for whatever their issue is. So we're here to help you. After 27 years in business, we have a huge net of contractors and people, a network of people that we refer to for different types of scenarios and all that. But our number is 850-934-2768. That's our number over in Gulf Breeze. We've been there. We're licensed contractors in Florida and in Alabama. We can help you with whatever kind of questions, building science issues, indoor air quality issues, duct cleaning. You know, if you need information, if you want a report of some sort, I mean, we can email that and send it to you. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You know, so there's a lot of information, and I consider myself to be an educator and also a contractor because, you know, we're in this niche where, you know, people are just kind of like, I haven't ventured into this before. I don't know what questions to ask. I'm not sure what things are going on. And so, I need some help. I need some assistance. And we're here for you at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we're just happy to give you, point you in a direction or help you kind of understand a scenario that you have. You know, we do a lot of second opinions as well, too. You know, we help realtors with real estate transactions. You buy a new home and you have no idea what the indoor air quality or the utilities are going to be like. You don't know if that's going to be a healthy building and a healthy indoor environment, and we can help you with that scenario as well.
Just give Todd a call.
850-934-2768, and our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. It was great to see you again, Dave.
Man, always good seeing you. Glad to have you back in town.
All right, yeah, thank you.